Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kelsey Conway is a reporter for the Atlanta Falcons at AtlantaFalcons.com, and she joins us again this morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Talk a little bit about what's going on with the Birds. Hey, Kelsey.
Good morning to you, John. It's been a while since I've been on with you guys. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. How are you holding up in with everything going on, Kelsey?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. John, how are you doing?
As well as we can do, right? I mean, we're happy and healthy as best we can be. Lockdown.
I'm excited that the draft is this weekend, so we all have something to look forward to.
Yeah, there's no question about that. We are excited about that. As a matter of fact, how much access are you going to have during the draft itself, and how are you going to be covering the draft night?
So it's going to be a little bit different, but the good thing for the way technology is now these days, you know, I've still been able to do a lot of the interviews through Skype and doing things virtually. So usually draft weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, me and the Falcons digital staff were all up in Flowery Branch along with the other local media. And, you know, we go through the press conferences and we get to talk to the draft picks when they do their conference calls, and we get interviews with them. And we're usually there all weekend, and it's kind of a fun, you know, family affair that you all get to be together and go through the draft together. But we're just basically all going to be at our own houses waiting to hear, you know, who the Falcons pick, watching closely to see, you know, what goes on in the draft. And then, you know, business as usual, we make the pick. You know, write stories, do research on the players to make sure that we get the fan base all acclimated with the new guys. And, you know, in the past, if you've ever been on AtlantaFalcons.com on draft weekend, we give fans like all of the behind-the-scenes access you could want in terms of you're able to hear the conference, the call from Thomas Dimitroff to the draft pick. And I know that we're definitely planning to have a lot of the same stuff. So stay tuned on AtlantaFalcons.com because we're still going to be able to provide all the access you could want in this condition.
We're talking with Kelsey Conway, Atlanta Falcons reporter. We'll get back to the draft in a moment, but allow me to go over here for a second. A, did you get a new jersey, Kelsey, and what has been the reaction from the players to the jersey and the helmet and the uniform change?
I have not gotten a new jersey, but I definitely plan to. My favorite is the all-white jersey, but I think I'd probably buy the black jersey. But I love the jerseys. They're great. And from the players, I mean, if you didn't see on social media, I talked to Todd Gurley in an interview, and I said, you know, what do you think of the jerseys? And he said, he used the word cold, and he talked about how he really liked the black ones, and he thinks that the red ones are going to grow on people, which I agree. That's all that I've heard is that, you know, once you see them up close and personal, they're really cool. And everything on social media, from what I've seen from the players and the ones that I've talked to, they love the uniform, and they all talk about how these new uniforms, they feel like they're going to have some swag with them, and I think they really like that. It's a new year, new uniforms, new swag, and I think the reaction's been really, really positive.
Talking to Kelsey Conway, Atlanta Falcons reporter. Let's get back to the discussion on the draft that we're having here. Kelsey, with some of the new additions, most notably Dante Fowler at defensive end, we'll stay with that one for a second because the focus we assume is going to be on the defensive side of the football come Thursday. What is it that you're hearing now? How would you rank from what you understand, the current Falcons priority list in this draft, like 1, 2, 3, what positions?
My personal opinion, and it's not, you know, what have I heard, it's based off of studying and being at these press conferences and talking to CQ and CD and just kind of seeing what they think. I would rank them as cornerback 1, defensive tackle 2, defensive end / outside linebacker 3. That's what I would rank the Falcons' positional needs right now, and that's why I think at 16 on Thursday night they'll either go with an interior defensive lineman or a cornerback.
We're talking to Kelsey Conway, Atlanta Falcons team reporter, on the WayForward.com hotline on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, we've heard a lot of different people connected to the Atlanta Falcons as far as that pick is concerned. We heard Kinlaw, Clavon Chaisson, and guys like that. What is the one name that we're not hearing that could potentially be on the mock draft that we should keep our eyes on?
C.J. Henderson, the cornerback out of Florida. I think he's a guy that's gained a lot of steam over the last month, and most people are saying Okuda is the number one cornerback in this year's draft class, but Henderson's right there, and some GMs actually apparently even have Okuda rated higher on their board, according to a couple of reports I saw over the weekend. So keep an eye on C.J. Henderson, the cornerback out of Florida, because like we just talked about, cornerback's a big need for the Falcons, and he's one of the top two corners in this year's draft class. So I would keep an eye on his name as we get ready for Thursday for sure.
You know, we're talking about the draft here. I'm curious, you know, Kelsey, what the thought is here. Now, we know about the big three that were brought in here, Todd Gurley, Dante Fowler, and Hayden Hurst. But there's also a couple of players they signed from the XFL, one a defensive back, one a tight end. Does that, is there a thought that those, I mean, you're not going to be bringing anybody in that you don't think that can, you know, potentially, you know, win a spot on the club, but, you know, how much of an impact are they looking at from those players in terms of being able to say, okay, Henderson's gone, Okuda's gone, therefore, you know, we can go get a cornerback in round 3 who's going to be the, you know, equal to whatever we would get here, so we have to kind of rework in our thought process about what we're going to take at this spot or trade down or whatever.
Well, I don't think either of those two guys were brought in to necessarily be starters. I think knowing DQ and TD, they want more cornerbacks. They said you can never have enough cornerbacks on your roster. And so they are trying to add depth at the cornerback roster. I don't think the guys that they've added in free agency other than Hayden Hurst, Todd Gurley, Dante Fowler, and Justin McCray are going to be starters. With that being said, you know, training camp and, you know, preseason, who knows what could happen. You know, everybody's going to battle for a spot, but those guys aren't for the most part being brought in to be starters right away. They're brought in to be depth players. So I don't think it changes the draft strategy at all. I think if anything, it's just adding more players to your team to be able to add more depth and have more competition at a position. So I think that regardless of what they did in free agency, even though it was really important, I would have said defensive end was a bigger need than corner before free agency. And then now that they signed Dante Fowler, I think corner is a bigger need. But those guys from the XFL, those guys are going to be your depth players. They're not going to be brought in to be starters. So I don't think it changes too much with the draft with those guys.
We're talking to Kelsey Conway, Atlanta Falcons team reporter, on the WayForward.com hotline on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Now at the linebacker position, how set do you think the Falcons are at that position with only two real front line guys?
I'm really glad you brought that up because I think linebacker is also a position that you said names to know. There's a couple linebackers in this year's draft in Patrick Queen and Kenneth Murray who, you know, if C.J. Henderson and Kinlaw are off the board, and those two guys are sitting on the board. And if those are guys that DQ and TD value as, you know, top players at their position, they could go linebacker too. I mean, if you look at the linebacker room right now, with really only Deion and Foyer as your starters right now. So I think linebacker is definitely a position that if the Falcons, you know, go corner in the first round, the linebacker could be a second or third round pick in this year's draft for sure for the Falcons.
Talking with Kelsey Conway, AtlantaFalcons.com, about what's going to happen in the draft on Thursday night, and we have no idea. Trade up, trade down. I mean, you don't have a guess, right? Trade up, trade down, stay. I mean, it's all just a crapshoot.
I have no guess.
Yeah, no, nobody has any guess. But yeah, Thomas Dimitroff is always interesting, Kelsey, because the one thing that I think, the only thing we know is that Thomas Dimitroff in his career has been willing to take that gamble and to be somebody who is active on draft day. So, you know, stand by for news kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to be ready for anything and everything on draft weekend. And that's, you know, what makes it so much fun for us, you know, in the media and as fans, because you never know what can happen. But as of right now, I have no guess. But, I mean, it is worth noting that Thomas does have a history of going up to get a player that he really wants. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see if this is a year that he views someone, you know, as, hey, I got to go up and get this guy. But, as of right now, I don't have a guess.
Well, Kelsey, we do appreciate. We look forward to the draft on Thursday. Should be fascinating, and we know it's going to be get boffo. I mean, record smashing television ratings.
It's going to be through the roof.
going to be through the roof. And I know you're going to be busy. We look forward to your reporting on AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.